A cafe fired a waitress for mixing her own blood in cocktails. Every blue-eyed individual is a descendant from one human. And the FBI arrests a man who applied for a hitman job on a website. These are the weird stories for Wednesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast recorded in a closet. A waitress was fired for mixing her own blood into the cocktails. Is her name Mary? Get it? Bloody Mary? Guys, bad jokes right up top. That's how we do it. Forgive me. Let's go into the story. A waitress from a Japanese cafe in Hokkaido, Japan, was fired because she was mixing her own blood into the cocktails she served. Oh, the poor girl's got a mental disability of some sort, I think. Either that or she's the devil. Devil inside. Devil inside. A Japanese waitress is the devil inside. The Mondaihai Cafe in Sapporo. Oh, I've heard of Sapporo. That's where the beer's from, I think. I like Sapporo beer. Do you guys like that beer? I like all beer for the most part. So this cafe in Sapporo announced the news on the social media saying they have fired this unidentified woman who made customers drinks. Maybe you should identify her so another cafe doesn't hire her. She starts putting her body fluids into other foods of some sort. We don't want her working at a diner either. She might be putting her bodily fluids into the pancake batter. So maybe identify her. You know, these people that don't get identified, call them out, man. Because someone's going to hire her and do a Google search. And when they want to know, oh, this is the lady that put her own blood into the mimosas. So this unidentified woman who made customers drinks called Orekaku, which is also known as original cocktail. Yeah, the customers had no idea how original these cocktails would be. Yeah, one of a kind with your server's blood in it. You're going to get a cocktail with your server's blood in it. I mean, that's crazy. Doesn't happen very often. These cocktails are mixed with fruits and colorful syrups. And if you're lucky, your waitress's blood. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not supposed to call them waitresses. Your servers. I'm sorry. Server's blood. Here's a quote from the tweet of the cafe. Such an act is no different from part-time job terrorism and is absolutely not acceptable. They also stated they had to shut down their business for a day to replace all of their drinking glasses. My goodness, imagine. Yeah, you got to kind of do some cleanup, major cleanup, when you find out one of your servers is mixing their bodily fluids into the cocktails. The owner tweeted in a separate statement to apologize to all the customers for the incident. Please let me continue the store a little longer so I can be happy alone. I'll clean the store, change the glasses, and dispose of alcohol that may have been contaminated. Once again, I'm very sorry to have caused you trouble during this time. Oh man, I don't know if this cafe is ever going to recover, you know, because once it's out there that this happened, you kind of get a reputation. It remains to be seen if anyone will ever go back there. They're going to refer to that place as the Blood Cafe now, I'd imagine. I kind of feel bad for the owner, you know? I mean, I assume the server did it on the sly, brought in a vial of her blood and inserted it into the cocktails. She probably wasn't just slicing open her arm or her wrist or wherever at the actual cafe during her work shift, I'd imagine. The cafe is located in the Susukino Entertainment District, has a business name that loosely translates to Problem Child Concept Cafe. Well, wait a minute. The name of the cafe is Problem Child Concept Cafe? Maybe we could all see this coming then. Maybe you're hiring problem children to work there, I'd imagine. The customers are expecting servers with problems, I'd imagine. You might have some stuff that's going on there that could be worse than the blood in the drink. The place advertises itself as a space where, quote, dark girls and problem children who are also the cutest serve customers. Well, there you go. You want dark girls? I guess these are some goth people, perhaps. They're into the drinking of the blood, aren't they? Those goth people, I think. I'm just playing. I have no idea. But like, if you're hiring a bunch of people who are into the vampire lifestyle, you know, Do your servers have fangs? Because maybe that's a hint at what might be going on in their personal lives. I don't know. It's just like, if you're going to open a place called the Neo-Nazi Cafe, expect to attract some racist servers. You know what I mean? And customers at that point. It says here, one of the specialties at this Dark Girls Cafe is an all-you-can-drink menu, which is available for $19. That's a good deal. There's going to be bodily fluids in your beverages, but you know, for $19, you can't really be picky, right? Japan is kind of known for its concept cafes. They have a variety of maid and butler cafes, many of which are located in Tokyo's famed Akihabara district. Did I say that correctly? Akihabara? Yeah, I've covered some of these concept cafes. They sound pretty fascinating to me. I would like to visit some. When I was in Tokyo, I planned on going to some of these concept cafes. However, while I was there, COVID broke out that week, so that wasn't... A lot of places were just shut down for me. There's like an owl cafe I wanted to check out. There's a place called the Cannibal Cafe, which serves body part kebabs. So I was going to check that out. I'm kidding. I made that up. Pretty funny, though. Every blue-eyed person is a descendant of one single human being. I'm a blue-eyed person, so this article caught my eye. Everyone in the world with blue eyes can actually trace their lineage back to one person who lived thousands of years ago. Well, I would hope it's thousands of years ago if it's traced back to one person. I wouldn't expect it to say they traced their lineage back to one person who lived 100 years ago. It says if you go back far enough up your family tree, I like to go down my family tree, to be honest, because that's where the roots are. It says you'll probably find, if you go through your family tree, that you're related to some pretty interesting people. Nah, not everybody. Maybe, though. I think we're all related to Genghis Khan on some level, or at least like a third of the population. That's what I read anyways. It might not be accurate. It says, unless your entire family has spent all of eternity living in a cave far removed from civilization, there's a pretty good chance that at some point at least one of your ancestors was important enough to have their own Wikipedia article. Maybe, I don't know. No matter who you're related to, it says, it's still you that makes you unique. But there's still traits you'll have in common with plenty of people around the world. Some people are able to find pretty much exact copies of themselves by just wandering around in the big wide world. But for most, it's more just a similarity of characteristics. Take eye color, for example. There's a bit of an urban myth going around that when a baby is born, they're always blue-eyed. It's simply not true. Though it is true that the eye color a baby is born with isn't always the one they'll have as they grow up. However, everyone who keeps their blue eyes shares a common ancestor who lived between 6,000 and 10,000 years ago. That's a pretty wide window of time to try and pin down one life, but thanks to researchers, it's been worked out that this one person is the common ancestor of millions of people around the world. The blue-eyed people, such as your host, I have blue eyes. And here's a little science. In our eyes, there's something called the OCA2 gene, which determines the level of brown pigment in your eyes. Blue-eyed people have a gene called HERC2, which shuts off the OCA2 and results in a person developing those blue eyes. Every blue-eyed person in the world has the HERC2 gene, with this exact same mutation being passed down through generations, and scientists have concluded that it all came from one original human being. This work was recently done by a team of researchers from the University of Copenhagen, which identified the initial mutation and realized that it was present in everyone with blue eyes. So if you've got blue eyes and know someone else who does, you now know that if you go back far enough, you're actually family with that person. Though the same could be said for any number of strangers that you pass on the street. Since this common ancestor lived several thousand years ago, it's also probably safe to summarize that you are distantly related enough not to feel obliged to stick between 8 and 10% of the world's population on the Christmas card list. I guess that's the attempt of the author to be a little humorous, and that's the end of the article. Well, very fascinating stuff we're learning on Weird AF News, huh, blue-eyed people? I thought we're all descendants from one African woman. Is that not true? I've read that a bunch of times and heard it. I heard it on the streets that we're all related to the, they call her the original Eve, I believe, the Black Eve. So that's kind of cool too. And now I know that I'm related to everybody with blue eyes. And I've slept with some people with blue eyes. I'm wondering what level of, infestation, oh, my brain ain't working. There's a word for that. I'm sure I'll hear from you guys. Anyways, you know what I forgot to say up top? It's the sound of science.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Yay! The FBI arrests a man who applied for a job on rentahitman.com. That site's not real. You're supposed to go to rentanassassin.net. That was the first part. Not to be confused with rentanassassin.net, which is a totally different site. This fake website, rentahitman.com. It's funny that this individual thought it was real. It's a fake website. This rentahitman.com has snagged another would-be killer for hire after a U.S. soldier applied to be an assassin and accepted his first fake mission, apparently believing it to be a real mission. He thought he was going to be a real hitman for a day, trying to make a few extra bucks. You know, some of these soldiers, once they get out of the military, they struggle to find work. So not a lot of options out there. I could be a hitman. I could defend. I could protect someone, but I also could, I guess I could murder someone as well. I got certain skills. This guy's name is Josiah Garcia. He's a Tennessee Air National Guardsman. He was arrested after federal agents say he responded to an online ad through the rentahitman.com, which is a parody website. The site was originally created in 2005 to advertise a cybersecurity company that never took off. However, it received many inquiries over the years about murder for hire services, according to the affidavit. Eventually, the site administrator turned it into a parody website with fake testimonials, an intake form to request services, and even an application form if you want to become a hired killer. And that's what Garcia wanted to be. So Garcia submitted an employment application through the website and then sent several follow-up emails over the next month to find out if he got the gig. Now, on the website, there's a section asking, why do you want this job? And Garcia submitted a response that said, I'm looking for a job that pays well related to my military experience, shooting and killing the marked target, so that I can support my child on the way. What can I say? I enjoy doing what I do, so if I can find a job that is similar to it, such as this one, put me in, coach. Put me in, coach. So excited to be a hired killer. How do you like that? Yeah, I just want to support my child by killing people. Was there also a section that said, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I see myself killing a lot of people by then, and maybe even adding some torture to my resume would be nice. I'm pretty handy with a tank. Just want to let you know that as well. So at the beginning of this month, an undercover FBI agent claiming to be a field coordinator for the company reached out to Garcia. The moron told the agent that he needed money and thought he would be good at killing people because of his military background and because he was an excellent shot. I'm a really good shot. I'm your man. They spoke about the supposed job, including whether he was willing to torture people and cut off fingers or ears. My goodness. Garcia responded positively to this proposition. Yeah, cutting off fingers or ears. Hey, man, why stop there? We could cut off some larger limbs. What about a leg? What about a foot? I've watched some beheading videos as part of my research for the position. I think I could do a head as well. Asked why he wanted to get involved in this operation, Garcia told the agent he was looking into civilian law enforcement but wanted to do something more exciting. You don't get to cut ears off when you do the civilian law enforcement so much, so sounds fun to me. I want something more exciting, you know, something a little below the law. Eventually, Garcia actually met one of the field agents, quote, in a park where the agent provided him with a fictional target package. The agent also paid him $2,500, which was the first of two installments, which means he was going to take a hitman job for $5,000 only, which isn't a lot of money. You'd put your life on the line for $5,000, sir? You're going to break so many laws for $5,000? That's just not enough, man. Garcia was arrested the same day. What a surprise! Garcia told the agents after his arrest that he had not intended to go through with the contract killing. He said he just received a job offer at a Nashville medical center that he intended to take instead. Okay. Just backing up, they call that. It's called backing up. If convicted, Garcia faces up to 10 years in prison. I personally feel bad for his kid. I really do. Got an idiot for a father. And I'm also a little concerned about my recent order from cocainedelivery.net. Do you guys think that might be a fake website? I had some success with opiumdeliveries.com, so I thought I'd try the cocaine.
Yay!
Well, thank you again for joining me for this episode of Weird AF News. Appreciate it so much. If you haven't subscribed yet, please consider doing so. But only if you want weird news multiple days a week, because that's what we do here. 5 day a week weird news podcast, just FYI. It's the only one of its kind. So if you only want a little touch of weird news, this might not be for you. Because we're doing 5 day a week over here. You know, we're really pumping it out. Yeah, we take it every day, weird news, just like we take our Adderall. You know what I'm saying, guys? Because we need, weird news is important for your life, just like Adderall is. Yeah, it helps you get through. Anyways, there's an Adderall shortage, by the way, I've been reading about. So sad. I don't have a prescription. I read that doctors gave out 41 million Adderall prescriptions last year. That sounds like a lot. A lot of people taking Adderall, seems like. I think I'm missing out on that. You guys got any Adderall for me? I'll give you my address. Just kidding, guys. You know me. I do my best work straight as an arrow. False. Okay. Outro. Yeah, got to get the outro out there. Jonesy, concentrate. Hold on. Concentrate, brother. Come on, get it together. It's called slapping yourself in the face to concentrate. It's more potent than Adderall. Okay, if you would like to support the show because I got problems and you feel bad for me, go to weirdafnews.com and click on Buy Jonesy a Coffee, or Buy Me a Coffee is what it says exactly. Or you can join the Patreon right there. And then it's like buying me a coffee every month to keep me going. So that's pretty, and that's very nice of you. And what else? Oh, yes. No, that's it. I think that's it. If you want to support the show, you do that. Go to weirdafnews.com. Or you maybe tell a friend. That doesn't cost anything. Tell a friend to listen to Weird AF News. Tell them I'm on the brink of a psychiatric breakdown, and so they might want to be witness to this.